Ink Death by Cornelia Funke. Read by Alan Corduna.
Chapter 1. Nothing but a dog and a sheet of paper. Moonlight fell on Eleanor's bathrobe, her nightdress, her bare feet, and the dog lying in front of them. Orpheus's dog. Oh, the way he looked at her with his eternally sad eyes, as if asking himself why, in the name of all the exciting smells in the world, she was sitting in her library in the middle of the night, surrounded by silent books, just staring into space. "Why?" said Eleanor in the silence. "Because I can't sleep, you stupid animal." But she patted his head all the same. "This is what you've come to, Eleanor," she thought as she hauled herself out of her armchair, "spending your nights talking to a dog. You don't even like dogs, least of all this one, with his heavy breathing that always reminds you of his appalling master." Still, she had kept the dog, in spite of the painful memories he brought back. She'd kept the chair, too, even though the magpie had sat in it. Mortola. How often Eleanor thought she heard the old woman's voice when she went into the quiet library. How often she seemed to see Mortimer and Risa standing among the bookshelves, or Maggie sitting by the window with a book on her lap, face hidden behind her smooth, bright hair. Memories. They were all she had left. No more tangible than the pictures conjured up by books. But what would be left if she lost those memories too? Then she'd be alone again forever, with the silence and the emptiness in her heart, and an ugly dog. Her feet looked so old in the pale moonlight. Moonlight, she thought, wiggling her toes in it. In many stories, moonlight had magical powers. All lies. Her whole head was full of...